This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Let's begin today with school. More of it. Kids may be out of school for the holidays, but here in Boston, they will soon have more school, 40 minutes more a day, which adds up to an extra month worth of teaching in the course of a school year. That's the result of a plan agreed to by Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, the Boston School Committee, and the head of the Boston Teachers Union. For years, lengthening the school day has been a goal in Boston, which has one of the shortest school days of any major urban school district in the country. Education advocates say a longer day is one of the keys to improving urban schools. And if the plan is approved by members of the teachers' union, it will finally happen in 60 of the city's elementary and middle schools. We talked about the plan with Boston Mayor Marty Walsh earlier today in his City Hall office.
This has been something that the city of Boston has been trying to achieve for probably a decade now. There's been a lot of criticisms over the years of Boston having the shortest school day in the country. We'll be able to do more around science, math, technology, and we'll be able to also have teachers do a lot more teacher training time for them to sit down and work together, coming up with more plans for kids. And, you know, it's been proven around the country that extended day works. And it's something that's really a piece of, we're putting together a puzzle here of pieces, different pieces to make sure our district is the best in the country.
Well, I want to talk about some of those other pieces, but first tell me what made this possible, because as you mentioned, it's been talked about for a long time. The Menino folks tried to push it, didn't make it happen. What was the breakthrough? What explained the breakthrough in the negotiations?
Well, I think just having a conversation and not playing it out necessarily sometimes in the press. Oftentimes negotiations in the past have been played out through the press and it's caused bad feelings on both sides. In this case, it didn't happen. It was a few people in a room negotiating. I have to give credit to Richard Stutman from the Boston Teachers Union for really stepping up to the plate here and really making sure this happened, because I think there was a willingness. I know there was a willingness on behalf of the teachers, as well as Superintendent John McDonough and his staff that was patient, and I think it was a little bit of willingness and patience that we're able to secure this agreement.
Mm. You mentioned that Boston, of course, has historically one of the shortest school days of any major urban school district. Is this enough? I mean, would you like to see it go even longer?
No, I mean, this one piece, extend the school day, is not enough. Of course, we have other things we're going to do. We have a universal pre-K advisory council that's working right now to institute universal pre-K. We're looking at reforming our high school and making changes in our high school. We're looking at creating more opportunities to build new schools in the city of Boston. So it's a piece of a bigger plan. I think that we're putting the new superintendent of schools, when we choose that person in February, in a very strong position to come into a school district that a lot of the changes that person will want to make are already going to be there. I think one of the first things that a new superintendent probably would have said, we have to look at extending the school day. It's done. They will probably say, we need a plan for extended learning for our preschool kids. That's being done as we speak. We're putting the school situation in the best way to succeed in the future.
Mr. Mayor, I have to imagine that this is awfully satisfying. This is an issue that you campaigned on. You talked about this during the campaign, and having this happen sort of right at the end of your first year feels pretty good.
Yeah, we set a lot of goals for the first year, and I think we've accomplished a lot of them. This is kind of the icing on the cake, if you will, I think, this extended school day, because it's probably one of the most important. It won't be seen today as one of the most important things we've accomplished this year, but truly it's one of the most important things we've accomplished this year, of getting the extended day, because it's about future of young people in the city and putting them on a path to success.
Well, speaking of the future of young people, another issue that you really put on the top of your agenda was violence and the murder rate and guns and dealing with violence in the neighborhoods. I know you made that your first order of business when you took office a year ago. How do you feel that's going? We were looking at the numbers. By the latest count, there have been 47 homicides in Boston so far this year, up slightly from 43 homicides last year. What are you looking at in terms of how you assess this problem and how you've made progress?
The only real number that is up is the homicide rate, which is something that certainly bothers us. And unfortunately, for some reason, January, February of last year, of this year, I should say, the rate was higher than anticipated. If we didn't have those 2 months, we have a lower homicide rate. Our violent crimes are down in the city of Boston. Our shootings are down in the city of Boston. Our house breaks are down in the city of Boston. Our personal crime on individuals is down in the city of Boston. So those are all good signs, but we still have a lot of work to do. One murder is too many. One murder is too many when a parent gets a phone call that their son or daughter had been murdered. So we're constantly working on that. We're reworking our street worker program to get young people and get our street workers into the street to talk to young people about reducing violence. That's never going to stop. We're going to continue to work till we reduce violence to zero in the city. I think also in light of what happened in Ferguson and New York, you know, our police department is constantly building relationships with the community. And some of the protests that we see around the country, even here in Boston, the focus on those protests are a little less than what's happening, say, in Ferguson. We still have ways to grow and build relationships with our young people, particularly our young kids of color, with the police department. But we're constantly evolving as a department. We're changing the way we train our police officers. We're changing the way our police officers interact with young people in the neighborhoods. And we're going to continue to do that. Again, it's not a perfect system yet. We're going to a system where it's going to be very different in the future.
I wanted to ask you about those demonstrations in the wake of Ferguson and also New York City. As you suggested, there have also been protests here in Boston. It seems like over the years, relationships between the police department and a lot of the communities in Boston have been pretty good, but you still hear complaints from communities here in Boston. What's the most important message to take away from, as mayor of Boston, from those demonstrations?
I think you can't ignore the fact that demonstrators are out there demonstrating for whatever reasons they demonstrate. I mean, in this particular case, Black Lives Matter protesting what happened in Ferguson, but also about the relationship. We have to take into account what they're saying and how do we strengthen the ties, not to take away their argument, because it's not about taking away their argument. It's about strengthening the relationship so young people of color, young Black men feel that they feel safe walking down the street and they're not being picked on by police. And that's ultimately what our goal is to get to.
One of the things I wanted to ask you about was, I don't know if you saw it this morning, Derek Jackson in the Boston Globe wrote a piece about the broken windows policy, the idea of focusing on small, you know, details in the neighborhood to create big positive changes. And he linked that with problems between police and the neighborhoods and really called for an end of broken windows policy. Do you buy that?
I think what we're talking about here in Boston is really digging deeper than just overall crime in the city. We have to go and find out what's the root cause of violence in our city. And though that's the answer. The answer isn't arresting your way out or building a relationship between, you know, kids in the neighborhood and the police. It's about how do we try and get to the root cause of the violence and the problems in the city. A lot of it is young people that dropped out of school, lack of education. A lot of it is lack of opportunity, lack of job training. So we not only are we working on the police level, we're going deeper than that. And that's really how I think cities and towns around the country should address the problem.
Let me ask you, if I could, just two more questions, and I want to just get you to look back at this year. What most surprised you favorably? I mean, that you didn't expect to sort of see, experience, take on as mayor, and here you are after a year.
You know, one instance I think that's most surprised me is really around the marathon, being at the finish line on Marathon Monday, and watching all of the survivors cross the finish line doing, you know, a lot of people ran a little bit of the marathon, and understanding how they rallied around Boston to make that marathon, in my opinion, probably the greatest marathon in the history of Boston. You know, where, you know, using the words of Vice President Biden, the survivors took back the finish line.
And finally, looking forward to 2015, what's your biggest goal for the coming year?
I think our biggest goal for 2015 is really focusing on education in the city of Boston. You know, 2015 is really going to be the year for really instituting major change in the Boston public school system, so that we have an equal system where all schools, not just a few, are good, that all schools are good. I want every parent that lives in Boston to have Boston Public Schools is an option to send their kids to school. In every neighborhood, I want that opportunity for every parent to say, 2015 really was the starting point of really changing the way we deliver education in the city of Boston.
All right. Well, we started with education and we'll end with education. Mayor Marty Walsh, thanks so much and Happy New Year.
Thank you, and I wish Happy New Year to everyone listening.
Stay with us. Coming up, a story about coming out of the darkness. Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Ron Suskind on how his autistic son found language and social connection through Disney films. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.